morning we're continuing Chayadam Klal Mem, and we finished Siman Vav. We're about to start Siman Zayin. One last point about Siman Vav. You'll notice that the Chayadam said even something which covers the whole hand, if he's darker b'kach, it's not a chitzitza. And he gave the examples of the painter, the dyer, the person who's a woman on these type of things, the person who's a writer. So all of those examples are included. Now, he says, even recovers the whole hand. Now, you have to understand that, halacha. The logic behind this heter is because since it's darker b'kach, it's an enom makbid. We mentioned before that enom makbid helps you by a miut. Miut she'enom makbid is not problematic. But a roiv ruba she'enom makbid is a problem. And here he seems to be saying that even though it's covering the whole hand, which is more than roiv, since it's enom makbid, it's going to be acceptable. So therefore the Biralacha disagrees with the Chayadam and says that this heter of the scribe or these type of people is only a heter for a, it's on the miut of the hand, and on the roiv of the hand, the person would have to remove that before he washes, even for these people which are not makbid. That's the Hamishah Berurah Paskin. The understanding, according to the Chayadam, is difficult to understand. I saw a nice explanation from one sefer where he says that there are some Rishonim which seem to indicate that the law of Ruba Venom Makbid doesn't apply to hands. We don't Paskin like that. So therefore, if that would be the explanation of the Chayadam, so this point of the Chayadam is not acceptable to Halacha. You already pointed out that nowadays this halacha could be is not acceptable anyway, because people are makbid, even people which are this is their umnus, they are makbid at the end of the day to remove these things, and therefore something which a person is makbid to remove eventually gets a din of a hakpada, and if you have to remove it when you're planning to wash, even in the middle of the day when he's working, he would normally not be makbid, since at the end of the day he's going to wash it off. If he wants to wash for lunch, or he would have to stop and wash it off. Okay, that's the last point for Siman Vav. Siman Zayin deals with a person who has a maka on his hand. So there are two issues which come up with the maka. The Chayadam only addresses one of them, which is the issue of the bandage, some type of covering over the maka. He doesn't talk about the maka itself and the concerns about the maka itself. So the maka itself talks about the Halacha talks about what's the status of a scab. A scab is dry blood. So dry blood doesn't allow the water through. So the dry blood should be a chatzitza. The other hand, as much as the dried blood is necessary there to protect the wound and to allow it to heal, it's not considered a chatzitza. It's necessary to be there. So that's a madrega, which is even better than not makbid. That's referred to in Halacha is hanaravise. This is how it grows. This is how this is for its needs of growing. So if that's true, that this is for the needs of growing, it's not considered a chatzitza at all. But we have a situation sometimes where you have the maka itself, and the area over the maka itself, and sometimes there was a lot of blood over there, and that extra dry blood, which is not necessary to protect the maka, would be a chatzitza. So a person would have to remove that that extra dried blood before he washes his hands. Any part of removing it, which potentially would eventually pull away by the maka and reopen the maka, etc., so that the person does not need to remove, because obviously the person does not want to touch that because it might damage the maka. So it doesn't have to be directly over the maka, even if it's a little bit off to the side, but if it's connected to the point when he tries to pull that away, it will pull off the scab which is on the maka. As long as the maka still needs that scab for protection, so that's not considered a chatzitza either. Once the wound has healed to the point that really the scab could be removed, the person should soften the scab and try and remove it before a person washes. So that's the regards to the scab which is on the wound. The next question is the status of bandages, which the Chayadam addresses, and we'll cover that in the following shir. Meanwhile, have a good day.